KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles, 36 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies with light rain and possibly a thunder shower this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, Iowa's Education Department director will give details about the state's request for a waiver, allowing it to ignore the federal No Child Left Behind rules. Director Jason Glass will announce the state's plan today. Glass has argued that the federal law is too rigid and relies too heavily on standardized test scores to rate the performance of schools. He says the state wants to replace the federal rules with a system that has rigorous standards both for student performance and teacher qualifications. And he says the state's plan will be part of a larger proposed changes to Iowa's K-12 education system that are designed to ensure students make real progress each year. News time is 8:01.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The Iowa Board of Regents has voted to close a K-12 laboratory school that's long been at the center of the University of Northern Iowa's teacher training program. The Regents Monday voted to close the Malcolm Price Laboratory School in Cedar Falls by June 30th. Parents, students, alumni, and employees had mounted a last-minute effort to save the school. Over the weekend, hundreds marched and rallied on campus, calling on university officials to protect what they called a unique institution that has benefited generations of Iowans. But the Regents sided with UNI President Ben Allen, who said the school was too expensive to operate after years of budget cuts. Allen said UNI students training to become teachers would learn their craft in Waterloo and Cedar Falls Public Schools. A nonprofit organization dedicated to expanding broadband service in Iowa is turning its attention to the state's elderly population. Jeremy Thacker with Connect Iowa says a recent study found 73% of people over the age of 70 don't have internet access in their homes. Thacker notes his own grandmother is fearful of the technology.
And I see that as being very sad for her, because not only is she missing out on a lot of services that could really make her life easier and make things better in terms of, if it comes to coordinating her medications and ordering through an online pharmacy, or talking to some of my cousins who live, hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles away.
Connect Iowa has launched an initiative to possibly create community-based programs that teach seniors how to use computers. Thacker believes too many Iowans over the age of 70 don't know how to go online.
And because of fear of the technology or not having access to the technology, they're missing out on those life-enhancing benefits.
The new initiative involves an assessment of the internet needs of 50 Iowa communities by the end of this year. Thacker hopes to eventually have a certification program where people will be awarded discounts on broadband for learning how to use the internet. Republicans in the Iowa Senate are pressing to require a face-to-face review with a pharmacist whenever a Medicaid recipient in Iowa gets a new prescription from their doctor. Senator Bill Dix, a Republican from Shell Rock, says it's about controlling costs.
Medical therapy management is a concept that is utilizing local pharmacists in meeting with patients who've been prescribed medications from their doctor and making sure that there are no harmful interactions, that they're taking them properly, and also looking to find potential savings if it could use generics and things like that.
In 2005, the legislature in Minnesota set up a system which pays licensed pharmacists to conduct these sorts of consultations with Minnesotans who qualify for government-paid health insurance. Dick says Iowa has had a similar pilot program, and it's time to expand it statewide for Iowans who qualify for Medicaid.
And in the pilot project, that medical therapy management technique has shown to potentially save the state millions of dollars on top of what's currently being saved. So it holds strong promise to save taxpayers a lot of money and to ensure better care of the patients.
Medicaid provides health care to Iowans who are disabled, low income, and to thousands of children whose parents cannot afford health insurance. In addition, many senior citizens on Medicare are part of a similar medical therapy management program as a result of the prescription drug benefit extended to seniors a decade ago. A 2006 study found 65% of elderly patients were prescribed a drug that was unnecessary, and a study conducted last year found that half of all Americans used at least one prescription drug in the previous month. A House panel is moving to amend Iowa's Constitution to make it harder to increase state spending, but the effort likely will run into trouble in the Senate. A House Appropriations Committee is scheduled to take up a measure tomorrow that would require a 60% vote of the legislature to raise taxes and a two-thirds vote to issue bonds. It's likely the GOP-controlled committee will approve the measure. Such legislation now can be approved with a simple majority. Supporters say they're responding to a desire to limit spending, but opponents say the measure is a political move because Senate Democrats will oppose the move. The measure would have to be approved by the legislature, the next legislature that is, and the earliest it could reach the ballot would be in 2014. The Iowa Senate has unanimously approved a bill that would allow more Iowans who've been scammed to get an identity theft passport from the state. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Under current rules, Iowans who've had their identity stolen in Iowa can get an ID from the state attorney general's office so they can prove they are who they say they are when they try to cash a check or board an airplane. The bill expands the program to Iowans who have been scammed by people in other states or countries. Senator Steve Sodders, a Democrat from State Center, says that's a significant step.
The AG provides victims of identity theft with a passport to show law enforcement and creditors when necessary to support their claims that someone has stolen their identity. Through the use of the Internet or other technology, identity theft often committed upon Iowans by people outside of Iowa.
The legislation also clarifies who can qualify for grants from the State Victim Assistance Fund. Under current law, identity theft victims, as well as elderly or dependent adults who've been the victims of financial fraud, do not qualify. The step-parents of step-children who are murdered don't qualify either. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Secretary of State Matt Schultz has announced that the filing period for state and federal candidates for the 2012 primary election is open now through Friday, March the 16th. The primary election is held for members of the Republican and Democratic Party and will be held on Tuesday, June the 5th. Winners of the primary election will have their names automatically placed on the general election ballot in November. Interested candidates need to file an affidavit of candidacy and nomination petitions with the Secretary of State's office. Candidates for local offices will file with their county auditor during March the 5th through March the 28th. Candidates who have no party affiliation or who are affiliated with a non-party political organization will file during the general election filing period prior to November's election. Anyone interested in running for an office can find information at the following website. That's www.sos.iowa.gov/elections/election-info/primary. Or you can call simply at 515-281-0145. And the Des Moines City Council has voted to lay off 10 workers as part of a plan to balance that city's budget. Monday's vote will cost the jobs of two senior fire medics and eight other city workers. Fire department workers and supporters say losing the two medics will lead to less service from an understaffed department. Councilmember Christine Hensley says Des Moines residents can't afford increases in property taxes that some people have proposed as a way to avert the layoffs. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, a second student has died following yesterday's high school shooting in Chardon, Ohio. A local medical examiner's office at 17-year-old Russell King Jr. was declared brain dead overnight after a student at an alternative school allegedly opened fire in Chardon High's cafeteria, hitting five students. One of the students died yesterday, just hours after the shooting. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says rival Rick Santorum is an economic lightweight. Romney tells Fox News Channel that his experience in private business makes him the best candidate to deal with the nation's struggling economy. Polls suggest that Romney and Santorum are in a tight race in today's Michigan primary. A new poll suggests that President Barack Obama is gaining in popularity among women voters, and the Associated Press GFK poll says Obama's approval ratings among women on handling the economy and unemployment have jumped by 10 percentage points since December. News time is 8:09.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane Central Cooling System. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area train dealer. You know the true train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Janet Marie Hartman, age 60 of Menlo, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Janet Hartman will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Donald Hoover, age 72 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospice Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Donald Hoover will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marie Redinger, age 100 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Marie Redinger will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alphonse Geiser, age 87 of Erling, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Alphonse Geiser will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Velma Bates, age 90 of Earl Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Velma Bates will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Klein, age 69 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Evelyn, celebration of life services for Evelyn Klein will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Lyle Peters, age 89 of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lyle Peters will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Florence Karsten, age 91 of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Florence Karsten will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Vera Whalert, age 101 of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Whalert will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. Vernon TV Bob Robert Hansen, age 84 of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Vernon Hansen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene F. Smith, age 86 of Adel, died Thursday at the Sunnybrook Care Center in Adel. Funeral services for Gene Smith will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Adel United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Eldred E.J. Conrad, age 92 of Harlan, died February 20th in Elkhorn. Graveside services and burial for E.J. Conrad will be April 20th in the Harlan Cemetery at 11 a.m. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.